I'm Kiana.
I'm Tanasia.
I'm Lila.
And I'm Badila. And we're the Perfect 10 After School. And we love to be part of WGXC Acra 90.7 FM, celebrating creative community radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Yay!
Hay acciones cotidianas para ayudar a prevenir la propagación de enfermedades respiratorias. Lávese las manos. Evite el contacto cercano con las personas enfermas. Evite tocarse los ojos, la nariz y la boca. Quédese en casa cuando esté enfermo. Cúbrase al toser o estornudar. Limpie y desinfecte de manera frecuente los objetos que toca. Para obtener más información, visite cdc.gov/COVID-19. Este mensaje es gentileza de la National Association of Broadcasters y de esta estación.
WGXC Underwriting Support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Tunstall Studio Publishing of Craryville, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
90.7 FM.
Acra, Hudson, Catskill.
Geek with Corey McCaslin on WGXC 90.7 FM Acre Catskill Hudson, and here we go into Geek Speak. And the Academy Award goes to Someone Later. Following the Academy altering qualification rules to allow for smaller theater runs and VOD premieres in special cases, Variety says their sources are telling them the 2021 Oscars are likely to be postponed. In news that will eventually inspire a sci-fi thriller or a horror movie or two, Hollywood Reporter reports that studios including Netflix and Sony are looking to invest in a fleet of Xenix germ-zapping robots, which zap surfaces with disinfecting UV light and are already used in healthcare facilities across the world. It's that time of year when the networks announce fall schedules, and yeah, they won't be quite firing all their rounds and seeing what sticks like usual. Fox has a few new shows that were already completed production, like Bad Boys spinoff LA's Finest and AI thriller Next. But otherwise, it's sports reality and tunes. The CW, on the other hand, is holding off all scripted programming until next year, though all will have their usual episode count. The only new shows premiering will be recent canceled series acquisitions like Swamp Thing and Dead Pixels. The only exception is Supernatural, which will film their delayed series finale to air this fall with the rest of the final season. But when Batwoman returns, it won't be in the form of Ruby Rose. In a shocking development, it was announced she will not continue on in the role of Kate Kane. Subsequent reports elaborated that the back-breaking rigors of making 20-plus episodes a year, plus nearly literally breaking her back in a stunt gone wrong, has led her to exit. Tiger King Mania update time. Page 6, with People magazine confirming, report that Tara Reid will betray Carol Baskin in Netflix's narrative movie of the Doc Mini. THR says the streamer plans to continue grabbing this by the tail by adding an episode that explores the mauling of Roy Horn of Siegfried and Roy, though those behind it are contradicting each other as to whether they'll dial down the sensationalism. Adjacent to my recent report on the latest Lord of the Flies adaptation, Deadline broke that Revenant / 12 Years a Slave company New Regency have won a bidding war for an adaptation of Rutger Berman's upcoming novel Humanity, which explores a real-life but hope-inducingly inverted event echoing William Golding's classic novel. In 1965, a group of friends at a boarding school borrowed a boat, only to end up marooned on an island for a year. But they didn't give in to man's most base nature and worked together to survive until their rescue a year later. The show that ushered in seasonal anthologies is going old school for its spinoff. On Instagram, Ryan Murphy announced development has begun on American Horror Stories, a traditional episodic anthology companion. Our first short set starts with Found a Child by Ball and Jack.
Over and over again.
Heard Ball and Jack's Found a Child, followed by Randy California's cover of Mother and Child Reunion. That loud cry of finally you might have heard last week was a fleeting moment of unity among Trekkies. CBS All Access to now Star Trek Strange New Worlds will focus on the travels of the Pike era Enterprise of Anson Mount, Ethan Peck, and Rebecca Romijn, all back in their respectively Pike, Spock, and the original Number One. Producer Akiva Goldsman further told Variety they've heard the calls for more fun and optimism to be injected back into Trek, promising that and more self-contained stories. A few more faces The Mandalorian will run into next season, which Disney promises will still premiere in October, are Timothy Oliphant as a character definitely wearing Boba Fett's iconic armor, and speculated to be novel character Cobb Vanth, who bought said armor from some Jawas after they scavenged Jabba's palace. How this connects to Temuera Morrison playing the original owner of that armor remains to be seen, though the direct claims that the original clone trooper will be a continuing presence beyond next season. Furthermore, Rosario Dawson as Ahsoka won't be the only animated character getting fleshed out, as Starbuck herself, Katie Sackhoff, has signed on to portray prior Darksaber holder Bo-Katan Kryze. Disney Plus has decided to show how to really do a Harry Potter cash-in justice. Author Rick Riordan tweeting that he and his wife will produce a series adaptation of his Percy Jackson novels. After a false alarm that it might be going PVOD, Disney announced the latest premiere date for the beleaguered New Mutants movie will be August 28th. Something that turns out to not be erroneous is an old rumor about 90s Disney's Defenders of the Night finally getting justice. During an extensive Polygon interview, Gargoyles creator Greg Weissman confirmed that Jordan Peele has expressed interest in reviving the cult classic series, and the fact that they didn't immediately give him a bag of money is not helping my belief there's forces in the company that want the clan to remain in Stone Sleep. This set starts with Good Man in a Bad Time by Ian Hunter off the Fright Night soundtrack.
Yeah. within you.
Submitted for your approval. What
Mr. Miller, who's about to take a trip into oddness and obsolescence through a zone whose boundaries are that of imagination. Accompanying him on this journey is the mesmerizing sound of the Twilight Zone.
That started with Ian Hunter's Good Man in a Bad Time, followed by the Manhattan Transfer's disco-rific Twilight Zone. Don't call it a reunion because their characters actually never interacted, but do call it an interesting high concept uniting two Game of Thrones alums. Variety announced Legendary has signed Max Barbaco, director of the upcoming Hulu Andy Samberg rom-com Palm Springs, to helm The Good, the Bad, and the Undead, which will see Peter Dinklage portray the last of the Van Helsings, who along with reformed vamp Jason Momoa scams some people all of the Frighteners until a bounty is placed on the once call's head. Say hello to my little friend for the next 4 hours. Deadline reports Luca Guadagnino is going to follow his revisionist Suspiria with a second remake of Scarface, using a script by the Coen brothers that resets the rise of Tony Montana, though that name might change, to L.A. In the not-a-classic, but it has its charms outside of nostalgia category, Treehouse Productions announced they're developing a race-bent remake of the 1991 cult favorite family comedy slash Christina Applegate vehicle Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead. Someone who succeeded in using lockdown time to get creative is Steven Soderbergh. On Nightcap Live, he revealed he's done a script rewrite, a novel adaptation, and written a sequel to his 1989 breakthrough Sex, Lies, and Videotape, specifying the last as a project he hopes to make soon. Raise a can of spinach in celebration because Gennady Tartakovsky's Popeye is back on. Years ago, the modern animation legend was going to do a CGI tune reinvention of the Sailor, but Sony wanted it reinvented a little too much for his taste, causing him to walk away. Now, rights owners King's Features have brought him back to start a new From the Ground Up project. Speaking of overdue fixes, this week Disney Plus will begin offering a proper aspect ratio option for those viewing early seasons of The Simpsons. Less a fix and more a reassessment of presentation, co-creator Justin Roiland has said that the mostly finished fifth season of Rick and Morty will likely not be split like the current season has been. Not so happily ever after is the theme of Washed Up, greenlit by CBS Television Studios for Peacock. It's 15 years after giving up her tail to marry a prince she barely knows, a certain Little Mermaid is snapped out of her miserable rut when news of her father's death leads her back to the sea to save her former kingdom and possibly the world. Starting us towards the bottom of the hour is Maybe Van Doren with Salamander.
You may think you're handsome, baby. You may think you're smart. You may think you're so good looking. You can steal my heart. You're as slippery as a salamander. Slip and slide away. You're as tricky as a salamander. I don't want you today. Jiggle and wiggle and wiggle and rock. Jiggle and wiggle and wiggle and rock. Jiggle and wiggle and wriggle and rock. Slip and slide away. Jiggle and wiggle and wiggle and rock. Jiggle and wiggle and wriggle and rock. Jiggle and wiggle and wriggle and rock. I don't want you. You're so sure you're my desire, but you should be told, even with a blazing fire, you would leave me cold. You're as slippery as a salamander, slip and slide away. You're as tricky as a salamander, I don't want you today.
Tell you what love is, oh yeah, and this is no lie. Love is a five-letter word, yes it is, it's simply M-O-N-E-Y. Love without finance, oh yeah, it's like a shirt without a tie. That's what it is. A five-letter word, don't you know, it's simply M-O-N-E-Y. You can't live on kisses, oh no, no a warm embrace, oh no. In case your charm misses, you gotta have cash to take its place. Sometimes it'll get you by. Love is a five-letter word. Everybody knows it's simply M-O-N-E-Y. It's one more thing now. Let the poets write of love. It sounds good, I can't deny. Let them write about the stars. The moon up in the sky. But I know what's happening, oh yeah, without it you haven't got a thing. But if you got some money, honey, let me tell you what you can do, baby. You can live just like a king. Oh, oh. You can live on kisses. Warm embrace, oh yeah. In case your charm misses, you gotta have cash to take its place. Oh, sweet talk comes easy, yes it does. Sometimes it'll get you by, but love is a five-letter word. Don't you know it's simply M-O-N-E-Y.
You're everywhere and nowhere, baby. That's where you're at. Rowing down a bumpy hillside in your hippie hat. Flying across the country and getting fat. Saying everything is groovy
when your tires are flat. And it's a whole silver line. obvious. Flies are in your pea soup, baby. They're waving at me. Anything you want is yours now. Only nothing's for free. Lies are going to get you someday. Just wait and see. So open up your beach umbrella while you're watching TV. And then it's obvious.
Welcome back to Forgotten Geek on WGXE. The prior set started with Mamie Van Doren Salamander, then Jim Phelps with Love is a Five-Letter Word, and ended with the Attack's version of Hi-Ho Silver Lining, which was released a few days before Jeff Beck's version. Our next set starts with Cher's lament, We All Sleep Alone.
Keep. I won't be no prisoner. piensas que yo no podré vivir sin ti. Tú piensas no podrá sobrevivir, que nada me queda si no estás junto a mí. Verás que no es así. Tú piensas que jamás seré feliz sin ti, que destruiste al fin mi corazón, que no voy a descubrir la forma de volver a yo sé que sí. Ya lo verás, no necesito a nadie más. Podré resistir, voy a poder seguir. Haré por mí, será mi gloria personal, nadie ni tú me la podrá quitar. Verá. Yo sé que así será, podré salir. Voy a saltar sin ver y no voy a caer. Será mejor sin ti. Podré resistir.
the garden, dancing,
dancing
in the garden,
in the garden.
Are you there? Are you there? Shine on, friend. Good night. Why then the darkening of the lamp? And the leaves,
and the leaves
at my feet,
at my feet,
whisper sound. So familiar,
whisper,
whisper,
so familiar.
Are you there? Are you there? Where the clouds,
where the sky
pull apart,
pull apart,
where the moon changes faces.
Ultimate set started with Cher's We All Sleep Alone, followed by Cesar Flores' cover of Madonna's You'll See, and concluded with Concrete Blonde's Darkening of the Light. This last set starts with A Marginal Case of Forgotten, as while you still often hear the fine young cannibal singing about being driven crazy, missing a good thing, or paying tribute to the king, I don't think you hear their urging Johnny come home as much.